Hello everyone, this is Shomojit this side. You are listening to Through the Years with Shomojit Season 1 Episode 2. And in today's episode, I am going to talk about why 2020 was one of the best years of my life. Like I know it's quite a bit late to talk about things regarding 2020, but I am just using this podcast to document my journey. So it doesn't matter whether it has become late or at the perfect time, but I would just record it. So I did very different things during this year. Like I never did such things. Like I had a passion for like digital content, mainly graphic designing and video editing, but I never quite, you know, worked with dedication or worked with some sincerity or seriousness. But during this due to my studies, because I was in class 12th, So during the lockdown period, I started an Instagram page where I was posting my designs. I worked on several skills, like mainly design and video editing, and I also learned the basics of like After Effects, which is like for animation or motion graphics. I'm not quite clear about the idea of like what is the difference between motion graphics or animation, or like is there any difference or are both the same thing. And also I started freelancing, which I always kind of wanted to do, but I never thought that I would be able to do, or I would be able to earn money. But yes, in 2020 also I started earning some money in four figures in Indian rupees, which is like I never thought would be possible. Like I thought it would be only possible if I get a degree and then go do a job. Then I thought, like I assumed that then only I will be able to earn money. But no, I'm just, yeah. So it is one of the many, like very different thing that happened. Like I never thought that it would happen. Anyways, this podcast, but I finally recorded it, I guess, in 26th or 27th of December 2020. My approach to certain things have changed. My understanding has become more and more clearer. And like I've also started, you know, executing more. Like I was not executing earlier. I was just building up ideas in my mind, but not executing. But like the ideas I have in my mind, I'm only executing 10%, 10 to 15% of it. Like you can say I'm lazy or procrastinating. But like I was even procrastinating recording this episode, but I thought no. Today is the day I have to do, like I just have to do this, so I just did it, I'm just doing it. So like yeah, and also I have kind of an addiction, which I don't want to talk about it now, but the frequency of conducting that activity has like reduced, not a lot, but has reduced, like not in a significant amount, but has definitely reduced. So we are making a progress on that side. And it was not like that during the whole complete lockdown, I just did productive things, gained knowledge and learned several skills. Like I also wasted a lot of time, like being lazy and procrastinating. Like if I was not procrastinating, I may have started this podcast 2 months earlier. But anyways, and also I watched many TV shows and yeah, movies. And like the year 2020 was like, I did things I never thought would be possible. Like even if I thought it would be possible, I thought it would be only possible after, you know, 3 to 4 years when I would get a degree and go do a job. Like earning money, like I never thought the amount I'm earning is not that much. It is like in four figures in Indian rupees. But I never thought I would be able to earn that much also, like in a span of 1 year. Like during 2019, I guess around this month only, like it was around... from October to February, something around that, I always thought like I have to buy a laptop or an earphone. Like I never thought like I was going to buy it with my own money. So I'm definitely getting closer to like, you know, buying the laptop with my own money, because like my family's financial condition is not that stable. So like I can't demand a laptop now, although I have a PC which is like 7 years old. Like I bought it in 2013 or 14, and it like I don't know what are this called, the specifications or the features are not quite, you know, not quite handy with the things I do, like the things like designing and video editing. Like it requires certain features that the computer should have, demands certain features that the computer should have. So I'm kind of limited in that sense, and the computer also hangs a lot. But yes, I'm saving up money for buying a laptop. And as the new year 2021 comes, like already half of the first month have gone by. So like as the year comes, I have some, you know, goals. Like and also one thing, that my goals have also changed. Like if I compare my goals, what I had in 2019, excuse me, what I had in 2019, like if I compare, like now if I compare my goals with what I had in 2019 to the goals I had in 2020, like it's like dramatically very different. And also like from the goals I had in 2019 and 2020, at the start of 2020 was quite similar, but at the end of 2020 and like in the beginning of 2021, my goals have like dramatically changed. I would not say that it has increased, like I would not measure it as, you know, big or small, but it has dramatically changed. Like it is very different from the goals I used to set in the past. And also like I'm trying to challenge myself as much as possible. Like I'm at this age, like I'm 18 years old currently. So like I'm trying to challenge myself as much as I could, like in a calculated way, not that I would just risk it all, but I'm slowly and slowly trying to challenge myself so that, you know, I can gain as much experience as possible during my college years. Like I have heard many YouTubers like Aman Dhatarwal and Curious Harish say that like this college years is like, during this college years we should take as much risk as possible. And even I think that, because after college, like so like society has made a plan like for all of us, like and unconsciously we have believed it that we have to do this. Like you go 12 years to school, then 3 years to college, then you go for a job and you all, then you have kids, then you marry, then you have kids. Like you have to marry first, then only you can have kids, then you marry, then you have kids, and then you retire, and then you die. Like what kind of monotonous life is this? Like life cannot be so miserable, right? I don't know if it is or it is not, but at least I can experiment it. Like I can try out new things. Like is it really true that life is that miserable? Like it can be hard, but like if when I see adults around me, like all of them seem like half dead. They are not quite alive. So I'm just trying out things like, is it like the perception they have toward life? Is it actually true? Is it the approach that I have to adapt? Anyways, I have to adopt myself. Like I have to adapt myself to, like, do I have to have the same approach, or the approach they are, or the approach with which they are approaching life? Is it the correct approach or the wrong approach? Like I'm just questioning things and experimenting out. Not like, you know, I'm not saying like this is the right approach or the wrong approach, but I'm just trying out things and seeing what works for me the best. So like I have this certain set of goals with a deadline. Like when I do not have goals with a deadline, I tend to procrastinate and end up not doing it. So this time I have a deadline. Like I have big goals and small deadlines, so that like pushes me to do more work, to hustle more and see if like if I can achieve. Like even that's a question mark, if I can achieve. So like I have kind of this experimental approach towards everything I do. So yeah, that is it. I guess that is it for the podcast. Yeah, and let me know if you have enjoyed this, and also let me know what you do not like. Like if you will definitely not like the first few episodes, because I heard my first episode and it was like horrible, but I just posted it. Like I thought if I don't post it now, I will never post. And if you hear the dogs barking, like that is the kind of setup I have. Like I have not good setup, not a good mic, but I just thought to myself that if I don't start the podcast or record the podcast now, I would never do it. That's the mindset I had when I was starting this podcast. Like this is the second episode, so like I'm in the starting phase of this podcast. So like I've decided, like this is one thing, this is another thing apart from designing and video editing that I'm trying out. So like, I don't have a perfect script while podcasting. Like, there are many things I have to learn. I guess I would get better the more I do it. And like, I fumble a lot too. Like, it is uncomfortable for the listener. Like, as a listener, when I listen to my podcast, I see I like fumble a lot. The audio quality is like doable, but not good enough to, you know, the type of podcast I hear over Spotify. But yeah, I just thought like, this is it. Like, I have to post it anyway, whatever the quality, whatever the quantity. Like, I have to, not that I will completely stop it, like maybe irregular with it, but I have thought that whenever I get, you know, time or get some motivation to do this, I will just do it. So yeah, that is it. Like, the outro went too long, so that is it for today's podcast. And yeah, thanks for listening. If like, yeah, thanks for listening. I have nothing much to say. Bye.